弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be with you.
今天是母亲节，那借此机会，向所有在座的母亲道一声节日快乐，你们辛苦了。
Today is Mother's Day. I'd like to take this opportunity to greet all the mothers among us. Happy Mother's Day. Your labor is remembered.
谢谢在我们中间的母亲们，愿上帝赐福。
May God bless you.
大家认识这种鸟吗？
Does anyone of you know the name of this bird?
每天早晨天不亮最早开始，然后到了晚上最晚停止鸣叫的，被誉为大自然的歌唱家，叫北美知更鸟。
They get up the earliest before dawn and stop tweeting the latest at night. They are praised as singer of nature. Yes, they are American robin.
他们每年初春的时候早早的就忙起来了，尤其是那些鸟妈妈们。
Every year, these little birds, especially the mother birds, set about their work in early spring.
他们找准了地方之后呢，就四处寻草搭窝，为孵化小 baby 做准备。
To find a suitable place at their future nest in order to hatch their eggs.
哎，这种北美知更鸟好像呢，跟我和师母我们很有缘。
It's interesting that my wife and I can always meet with American robin.
你看，我们住在这旁边这个小房子之后呢，他先是有一年呢，就在我们家门口那个灯罩上，哎，搭了一个窝。
They built their nest on different places of our little house next to the church. The lampshade on the wall of our front door.
你看，再一年呢，又在我搭的那个车棚上，那个梁上又搭了个窝。
The top beam of the metallic carport I built.
今年呢，是在房后边那个后门后边那个房檐底下，在这个底下。我没有看见，但是每次过的时候都要小心谨慎。
And this year, under the roof of our back door.
那几年前呢，就在我们 Indianapolis 家门口，记得那还是四月中旬的一个非常寒冷的一个早晨。
Several years ago, one was built near the door of our house in Indianapolis. I still remember it was a chilly morning in April.
我出门的时候。突然发现，就在我触手可摸的那个窗台上，喂，出现了一个精致的鸟窝。
I noticed an exquisite bird nest on a reachable window sill.
它那里边先是有一个鸟蛋，后来呢，哎，陆陆续续呢，增加到三个了。
At first, there was only one blue egg in the nest.Three days later, when I checked again, there were three of them.
为了少打搅他们呢，我和师母尽可能啊，就从车库出入。
My wife and I chose to use the garage door as far as possible in order not to disturb the mother bird.
从看到鸟蛋，仅仅两个星期之后，喂，就有变化了。
And two weeks later, there's something new.
三个小家伙呢？就出世了。
Three little cute birds were born.
令人难以想象的是，他们眼睛还没有睁开，张着大嘴巴，被鸟爸爸、鸟妈妈轮番送进嘴里吃的是什么东西？大家知道这个鸟 baby 的婴儿餐是什么吗？
They opened their mouths wide to be fed by their daddy bird and mother bird before they even opened their eyes.And do you know what is a baby bird's food?
竟然是还在扭动的蚯蚓。
It's a squirming earthworm.
那后来我了解到，这种长着黄色的、长长的尖嘴巴的北美知更鸟，它主要是以草丛啊、树干里边的一些各类小虫为食物。到了冬天的时候呢，就是以一些那些干果。
Later, I knew that American robin, having a yellow long pointed beak, mainly died on all kinds of little worms in the grass and on the tree trunk, though they also feed on dried berries in winter.
那提到这种鸟，我曾经种过几棵非常结果非常美味的葡萄树。
I once planted several grapevines that bore fine fruits.
我种葡萄经验最深刻的就是每年6月中旬之后，就是遭遇日本甲壳虫疯狂侵害的时期。
But this wine suffered from Japanese beetles attack every year after mid-June.
大家可能没有想到，或者你没有见过，严重的时候，在一片葡萄叶上，有10几只集体大会餐。
In severe case, there could be a dozen of Japanese beetles on one leaf.
他们吃完了以后呢，就留下了，就只有那针叶的那个脉状，那惨状。你要不想这个，看起来还挺美的。
And only leaf stems would be left behind.
所以我就使用专门为水果和蔬菜配置的杀虫剂之后，每天傍晚，葡萄架底下是落满了日本甲壳虫。
So I had to use special pesticide for produce, and then the ground under the vines could be strewed with the dead body of Japanese beetle before sunset.
但第二天早晨开门一看，哇，一只也没了。
However, they would all vanish the next morning.
原来是北美知更鸟的功劳。
And American robin should take the credit.
那这些北美知更鸟，它们将儿女养大、远走高飞之后，留下的空巢之内，大家可能想象不到，打扫的是干干净净的，一根羽毛、一粒粪便都不给你留下。
It's also worth to mention that after baby American robin grow up and fly away, the empty bird nest is neat and tidy without even one feather or poop left in it.
那我想请问大家，作为鸟妈妈、鸟爸爸，不管是女生是男生，遇到危险的时候，他们有能力保护他们的鸟 baby 吗？
Then comes my question. Are the mother birds or daddy birds able to protect their baby or even themselves when they encounter danger?
在鸟妈妈孵蛋期间，你会看到鸟爸爸在周围那个树上的警惕的在那儿。我相信遇到危险，它只会叫一叫。
When the mother birds is hatching the eggs, daddy birds will be the safeguard.
因为遇到危险的时候，它能够保护它们自己的生命吗？
Can they protect themselves?
那他们遇到危险的时候，他们能遇到什么危险？尤其是在北美这个地区，他们能遇到什么危险？
What kind of peril they may meet with, especially in North America?
我想大家都有经验，在北美，尤其在咱们中西部地区，大小的交通道路上，躺在路边各种各样的动物的尸体，都是什么原因造成的？
In North America, especially Midwest, we can see all kinds of animal corpses lying on the roadside. What other causes of their death?
所以人在这个世上，不单是许许多多动物的天敌。
Therefore, human beings are not only the enemy of numerous kinds of animals.
而且也是许多人类族群的天敌。
They are also the enemy of people from different ethnic groups.
那今天我们就借着诗篇124篇1到8节这段经文所引出的主题，属灵生命旅程中的拯救，从古代以色列人的经历来学习、思考、反省我们当今信徒信仰道路上的天敌。
Now let us learn together Psalm 124, verse 1 through 8, which elicit today's sermon title, Salvation on the Spiritual Life Journey. And through the experience of ancient Israelites, we may learn and think about the natural enemies on the faith road of current believers.
在150篇的诗篇中，从120篇到134篇被称为朝圣诗或者是上行之诗，一共有15篇的短诗。
Among the 150 chapters in Psalm, chapter 120 through 134 are 15 short poetries that are called Pilgrim Songs and Song of Ascent.
那从四月份开始，我们开始了这一系列的讲章，就是上行之诗的讲章。今天呢是第五讲，124篇。
We started this series of sermons from April, and today is the fifth course on chapter 124.
那按照旧约的律法，古代以色列男子在成年之后，也就是说20岁之后，每年要3次朝见上帝耶和华。
According to the Old Testament law, 3 times a year, all the Israel men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord.
那以色列人从出埃及进入流奶与蜜之地的迦南美地之后，每年3次朝见耶和华上帝，为他们选择朝见上帝的地方呢？有多少年是在到处移动的帐篷里边？大家还记得吗？
After their exodus from Egypt to Canaan, flowing with milk and honey, the Lord first set the meeting place at a moving tent, the tabernacle. Do you still remember how many years they are in, they meeting the God in this place?
按照我给大家算的那个观点呢，是200多年。
Around 200 years.
直到所罗门王继位，在耶路撒冷将圣殿建造完工，才使得以色列众支派每年能有3次机会，像山川溪流一样，从4面8方汇集到耶路撒冷圣城，实现他们心中的那个梦想。
Not until Solomon succeeded to the throne and built a temple of God, all the tribes of Israel, far and near, were able to go on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
那我们这几次一路走来，诗篇第124篇的是以色列民向耶和华上帝所发出的拯救的感恩。
Psalm chapter 124 expresses the Israelites' gratefulness to God's salvation.
那现在首先让我们从前面第一节到第三节的上半部分，还有第六节开始的部分，来体会体验以色列人他们当时以至于对我们今天信徒在信仰的要求，就是当得称颂的威属上帝。
Let's start it from the first several verses of this chapter, and let us learn about the Lord. Praise be to the Lord.
诗篇124篇，大卫上行之诗，第一节，以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们。第二节，若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们。第三节开始的部分，向我们发怒的时候。所以到了第六节开始的部分，耶和华是应当称颂的。
Psalm 124, Song of Ascent of David. Verse 1, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. Verse 2, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us. Verse 3, when their anger flared against us. And 6, praise be to the Lord.
那我找到另外一个译本，对这段经文的翻译更是栩栩如生。
Another version, Chinese Contemporary Bible, offers a more vivid expression than the Chinese Union version.
现代中文译本，你看他是这样翻译，他说，以色列啊，你说吧，要不是上主帮助我们会怎么样呢？要不是上主帮助我们，那么仇敌攻击我们，向我们发怒的时候啊，我们要感谢上主。
In Chinese Contemporary Bible, what if the Lord had not been on our side? Answer, O Israel, if the Lord had not been on our side when our enemies attacked us, in their furious anger against us, let us thank the Lord.
那第一节经文就在此呢，让我们如同看到站在圣所门前高高台阶上的大祭司，面向全会众发出的 那个赞叹。
Verse 1 seems like a public admiration from the high priest to the congregation in front of the sanctuary.
好像大祭司在说，以色列民哪，你们说吧，如果不是耶和华我们上帝帮助我们，我们会是怎么样的情景呢？
It seems he asked the Israelites, can you tell me in what situation would we be if not for the Lord's help?
那第二节经文呢，就如同站在台阶前面的众祭司发出的回应，说如果不是耶和华我们上帝帮助我们，那么当仇敌攻击我们向我们发怒的时候啊。
Verse 2 is like a shout from all the priests. If the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, when their anger flared against us.
那第六节呢，就如同全体会众高声的回应，说是啊，我们要向我们的上主献上衷心的感谢，耶和华是应当称颂的。
Verse 2 seems to be a loud response from the whole congregation. Yes, we should give our thankfulness to the Lord from deep inside. Praise be to the Lord.
大家可能注意到124篇诗篇的标题是大卫的上行之诗。
The note of chapter 124 shows that it is a song of ascent of David, which means this poetry was originally a personal expression of David, but
或者是大卫朝圣之歌
or a song of David.
那表明这首诗歌可能早期的时候是出自大卫他个人的情怀的一个抒发。
It was originally a personal expression of David.
那后来呢，就成为整个以色列民朝拜耶和华上帝时候的朝圣之歌。
But later became a pilgrim song of the whole Israelites.
那想请问，大卫的一生中有哪些最难、最艰难的经历是依靠上帝的帮助走过来的？
During David's lifetime, what were the most difficult experiences that he went through with God's help?
所以提起大卫，我相信青少年能想起来大卫的最典型的一个经历是什么？青少年在有几个能讲出来吗？讲出来一个名
字。Any teenager can tell us the most typical experience of David?
大卫还在青少年时期，在家里为父亲牧放群羊。
The teenager David as a shepherd for his father.
他受父亲之托到前线看望，随着扫罗王与腓力士军队征战的三个哥哥。
He was sent by his father to see his three older brothers who had followed Saul to the battle with the Philistines.
那他在前线呢，亲眼目睹了。不可一世的腓力士的巨人叫什么呀？青少年，歌利亚在那儿挑战骂阵，使得扫罗王和以色列整个军队惊慌惧怕的那个景象被年纪轻轻的大卫一睹在目。
When the teenagers, David saw the arrogant Philistine giant Goliath defying the Israelites.And Saul's armies were in panic.
所以大卫就临时情营，以他手中土制的拿手的那个利器，也就是叫击弦抛石，仅仅用了一块小小的石子儿，竟将那个不可一世的巨人歌利亚当场击毙。
So David volunteered to fight the giant, used a sling as weapon, and killed Goliath with, just one small stone.
那我想在这里跟大家分享的就是，大卫上阵之前，扫罗王看他年幼，怕他失利而竭力劝阻他。那大卫当时是怎么回答的？
Before the fighting, when Saul tried to dissuade David because he was a mere youth,Fearing that David would be defeated, what did David respond?
我们看撒母耳记上17章37节，当时大卫说：“耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离 这腓力士人的手。
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
那大卫上了战场之后，面对全副武装的腓力士巨人歌利亚的藐视，他是如何回答他的？
When David confronted the contempt from the armed Philistine giant Goliath, what did he respond?
那撒母耳记上十七章四十五、四十六、四十七节是说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华。
First Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 through 47. You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand.All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword and or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's.
那大卫将歌利亚击毙之后，以色列军队呢乘胜追击，大获全胜。
After David killed Goliath, the Israelite armies pushed their advantage and gained a complete victory.
大家还记得结果如何？
How did they come out?
就是在以色列军大获全胜凯旋归来的人群中，有许许多多的妇女在那里兴高采烈的载歌载舞，边跳边唱，唱什么呀？说是扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Among the people who welcomed the Israelite armies, the women cheerfully danced and they sang, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tenth thousands.
大家注意啊，你看妇女们在唱载歌载舞唱的时候，这个扫罗什么表情？
Can you see Saul's face?
另外一个译本，吕振中译本对妇女们边唱边跳这段经文有一段描写，他说，《撒母耳记上》十八章四十五节，那些嬉戏作乐的妇女彼此唱和说：“扫罗杀击杀其千千，大卫击杀其万万。”
From another,
我找了一段经文，英文的经文，终于找着了，和它匹配。AMP。And the women responded as they.Loved and frolicked, saying, Saul is a thousand, David has 10,000. 这是对人夸耀赞赏的最大的机会啊，弟兄姐妹们。
These women put their food in their mouths by praising others in this way.
大卫在战场上一招击毙巨人歌利亚，确实是功不可没。
It is indeed commendable that David killed the giant Goliath on the battlefield with only one shoot.
但是为什么在夸耀大卫的时候，同时贬低扫罗王呢？
But why belittle Saul at the same time?
如果像今天的青少年，你们在家。夸奖你们父母的时候，你会不会说啊，妈妈呀，你真能干，我给您打90分。一转脸对爸爸说，您嘛就打个60-70分吧。
What happens if a teenager child praises his or her parents, say that, "Mom, you are really capable. I'd like to give you a 90 marks. Well, Dad, you can only get 60 to 70."
或者反过来夸奖爸爸90分，给妈妈打个60-70分。
Or on the contrary, she or he gave dad 90, but gave mom 60 to 70.
同样，我们对于自己的亲戚朋友也好，对同学、对同事，以及对教会的弟兄姐妹们，夸一方，贬一方，都是大忌，都是不可取的。
Likewise, with our relatives, classmates, colleagues, and/or the brothers of, and sisters in church, it's inadvisable to applaud one person while belittle the others at the same time.
尤其是我们南湾华人教会的弟兄姐妹们，我们已经学习过了属灵恩赐那个功课，所以上帝造每个人都赋予不同的恩赐的。
God has given us different talents.
每个人各有所长。
And everyone has his merits.
所以大家要警醒。
Therefore, we should be alert.
迎接以色列军队凯旋归来的妇女。那么嬉戏作乐的彼此唱和。那大家想过没有？导致的结果是什么？
When the women disported themselves with the song, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands, what evil consequences would this incur?
因为刚才我为什么提醒大家，那是大忌，是不可取的，因为导致的是恶果。
This is why I remind you it's taboo to say like this that way.
那样的嬉戏，那样的载歌载舞，搅动了扫罗王内心深处那种无以复加的那种嫉妒的欲火。
It stirred up the fire of King Saul's extreme jealousy.
为大卫招来了长达十几年的流亡躲避之杀身之祸耶。
And resulted in David's fugitive life of more than a decade.
大卫一生中另一个最最大的遭遇是什么？
Another calamity in David's life.
就是他刚刚坐上了以色列王位的时候，曾经以大军压境打败了扫罗所率领的以色列军队。那扫罗王和他三个儿子全部战死沙场之后，那个时候呢？腓力士人还处在耀武扬威的阶段。
Was when David newly became the king of Israel. Back then, the Philistine had just defeated Israelite armies and killed King Saul and his three sons. This waggered around.
那对于不可一世的腓力士联合王国，他们哪能把大卫那个刚刚坐上那个残败国的王位，那个大卫？能看得眼里，所以他们乘胜举兵扑向大卫，还没有来得及收拾残局的那个新生的以色列王国。
Of course, they made light of King David as well. They could not wait to follow up the victory with a further attack to Israel.
作为一个刚刚惨败的国家，面临同样的敌人，再次的重兵压境，民心惶惶，军心涣散。国力匮乏，那王位还没有坐稳的大卫，怎么样去面对啊？
As a defeated country, once again facing the threat of assault by the same enemy with massive forces, people of Israel were jittery, morale of the armies were undermined, and the whole country was lack of power. What should the new king David do?
我们看一段经文。撒母耳记下五章十七十九还有后面二十三二十四二十五节的记载，腓力士人听到大卫已经被立为以色列王，就整军出发寻索大卫。大卫求问上主，我该上去攻打腓力士人吗？你会使我战胜吗？上主回答，你上去，我一定是你战胜腓力士人。这是他战胜的法宝。再看后边，大卫再一次求问上帝，他们又一次反攻过来，小胜了一把之后，上帝说：“不要从这里攻打他们，要绕道从他们后头靠近桑树林那边攻打。你一听到树梢上有脚步的声音，就立刻进攻，因为我已经走在你前面去攻击腓力士的军队了。”于是大卫照着上主的命令做了，他把腓力士人击退。
First Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 through 25, according to Good News Translation, the Philistines were told that David had been made king of Israel, so their army set out to capture him. David asked the Lord, "Shall I attack the Philistines? Will you give me the victory?" "Yes, attack," the Lord answered. "I will give you the victory." Once more, David consulted the Lord, who answered, "Don't attack them from here, but go around and get ready to attack them from the other side, near the balsam tree. When you hear the sound of marching in the treetops, then attack, because I will be marching ahead of you to defeat the Philistine army." David did what the Lord had commanded and was able to drive the Philistines back.
其实这个它的GNT, Grace National Translation, 其实它也是TEV, 就是 Today's English Version, 是目前最适合青少年阅读的一个版本。那从这个里头我们看到，这简直就是说以少胜多、以弱胜强的不可思议的一个战况。
It truly was an incredible win that defeated the many with the few.
一次，再一次，都是依靠耶和华上帝，最后取得胜利。
Again and again, they got victory, with the help of the Lord.
所以我相信这就是124篇开篇的真实写照。说以色列啊，你说吧，要不是上主帮助我们，会怎么样？
This is a real reflection of what the openings of Psalm 124 declared. What if the Lord had not been on our side? Answer, or Israel.
不仅仅是大卫个人，而以色列作为一个民族、一个国家，更是经历了国破家亡、流离失所、寄人篱下等等那种种种的磨难。
Israel as a nation, a country who had experienced all kinds of suffering, such as the country being defeated by others, the people being destitute and homeless, and even being exiled to another country.
但是经文这里让我们看到的是，以色列民他们每每遭遇一次大大的磨难，但是他们总不忘记自己
But they never forgot their identity as God's chosen people whenever they encountered severe tribulations.
所以尤其读到这一段经文的时候，有人就评价说，说这群善良的、良善的民众，并没有因为战争和人类的邪恶残暴和受奴役而埋怨上帝。
Some commanded that these kind of people did not complain to God because of war, evil nature of human being, violence, and being enslaved.
反之，他们现在欢欣呼喊，因为上帝就是他们的保卫者，是他们的帮助者。
On the contrary, they jubilantly shouted as God is their protector and helper.
尤其对于我们今天的信徒来讲。 上帝他道成肉身来到这个世上，他来到世上的时候，他是处于弱者、贫穷和世上受苦的那个位置上。Not
only that, God's incarnation as a weak, poor, and suffering human being in the world.
他体谅那些生活在危险和经常受歧视的人中间。Make
him truly understand the people who are in danger and despised.
所以这就是我们今天的信徒需要在生命的经历中去体会那来自天上的帮助。Isn't
it a help from above that our current believers need to experience in our lives?
好，那在接下来的经文中，似乎是在以色列会众的朝拜中，大祭司呢，在历数他们曾经遭遇的各样的攻击和磨难。
In the following scriptures, it seems that during the worship of Israelites, the high priest was enumerating all kinds of hardships and assaults they had gone through.
那现在我们就一起来通过诗篇124篇第三节下半部分、四节、五节、六节下半部分到七节这一段经文，来思想险象丛生的危险境地。
Now let us learn Psalm 124, verse 3 through verse 7.
那这段经文讲, 说就把我们活活的吞了。那时波涛必漫过我们，河水必淹没我们，狂傲的水必淹没我们。他没有把我们当野狮交给他们吞吃，我们好像雀鸟从捕鸟人的网罗里逃脱，网罗破裂，我们逃脱了。
They would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrents would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Who has not let us be torn by their teeth? We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped.
我们看另外一个版本，现在中文译本，你看他讲说，早已活生生的把我们吞下去。你看他这样的形容。
Let us see another version, a Good News translation. Then they would have swallowed us alive.
你看第七节提到，我们像鸟儿挣脱猎人的罗网，等等这些。
In verse 7, we have escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap.
那在这几节经文中，以色列历史中所遭遇的各样的攻击和磨难呢，被刻画成了四幅生动的图像。
In these verses, all the assaults and ordeals that the Israelites had suffered are depicted into four vivid pictures.
图像之一呢，就像第三节后边部分描述的，活生生的把我们吞下去，是什么呀？只有那猛兽。所以，第一幅图像是猛兽。
Picture one, as described in verse 3, the violent beasts would have swallowed us alive.
形容以色列曾经的敌人如狼似虎，饥不择食，烧杀抢掠，妇幼老少都不可幸免。
This metaphor is used to illustrate Israelites' previous enemies, who are like desperate beasts, and no one survives under their prey.
那图像之二呢，就是第四、第五两节描绘的洪水。
The second picture, as depicted in verse 4 and 5, is flood.
波涛洪水可以是天灾，也可以形容人祸。
Flood can be natural or man-made disaster.
大家注意第五节经文描述的"狂傲的水"，"狂傲"这个词儿，其实在旧约圣经中仅此在这里出现了一次。
Verse 5 mentioned raging water. The word raging was only used once in the Old Testament.
的意思是形容凶狠、高傲、毁慢的。
It means cruel, arrogant, and insolent.
第五节、第四节、第五节两次提到的淹没我们，在淹没我们这个词组的后面呢？我们看中文的翻译都省去了一个非常非常重要的词，就是灵魂、心智。
Verse 4 and 5 mentioned twice sweeping over us and sweeping us away. They probably have omitted a vital word, soul or heart.
那这意思就是说，那凶狠狂傲的水必淹没我们的灵魂，淹没我们的心智。
Put it another way, the violent arrogance and insolent flood would have swept over our soul or heart.
所以在旧约圣经中有两节经文非常确切的比喻，那凶狠高傲的水是来自于敌人。
In the Old Testament, there are two verses that clearly pointed the source of the violent and arrogant water to their enemies.
就是在以赛亚书8章7节8节描述的，说因此主必是大河翻腾的水，猛然冲来，就是亚述王和他所有的威势，必漫过一切的水道，涨过两岸，必冲入犹大，仗义泛滥，直到境下。
In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 7 to 8, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty flood waters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria, with all his pomp. It will overflow all its channels, run over all its banks, and sweep on into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it, and reaching up to the neck.
那以色列民曾经遭遇的危难之第三幅图像描绘的就是像猎人。
The third picture depicted in verse 6 is a hunter.
我们看另外有一个经文的翻译本说，他没有把我们交出，成为他们牙齿下的猎物。
As in verse 6, who has not let us be torn by their teeth?
所以猎人，那我们想象到猎人在狩猎，一方面是为了满足牙齿肚腹。
Hunting, on one hand, serves the hunter's belly.
当然，它还有经济利益，还有娱乐的炫耀等多种的个人的需要。
On the other hand, brings money interest and meets other needs of the hunters.
譬如我们分享过几次，说主前一世纪、世纪前后，古罗马帝国，他们古罗马帝国当时的罗马城一共有150万人口，而其中呢，60%的人口，也就是90万人是奴隶。
It is recorded that in the first century BC, there are 900,000 slaves in the ancient Roman Empire, which accounts for 60% of its total 1.5 million population.
那些奴隶都是从哪儿来的？
Where did this slave from?
他们其中不少是被罗马军队征服的各省份地区，以及战争的俘虏战俘。
Most of the slaves were prisoners of war from other districts that were defeated by the Roman army.
那些被从世界各地俘虏来的战俘们，就像猎物一样，被随意的买卖成为奴仆，或生或死的权柄，任由买了他的主人来处置。
These prisoners of war were freely bought and sold just as the prey of the hunters and their lives were at their master's disposal.
那最后一幅图像之四就是第七节所描绘的如猎人的网罗。
The last picture described in verse 7 is a fowler's snare.
那在这里就是形容以色列民如同毫无防备的雀鸟。落入凶残敌人设下的网罗，越是挣扎，那个网就缠得越紧，结果呢，就是痛苦不堪而陷入绝望的光景之中。
Which captured the Israelites who were like defenseless birds. The more they struggled, the tighter the snare would be, resulting in more miserable and desperate situation.
总之，大祭司在历数了以色列民所遭遇的各样的攻击和磨难，也就是敌人凶狠如猛兽，狂傲如洪水，残忍如猎手，狡诈如猎人的网罗。
In brief, the high priest listed all kinds of distress the Israelites had experienced. Their enemies are as cruel as wild beasts, insolent as flood, brutal as hunters, and crafty as the fowler's snare.
所以再思想一下，大祭司开始所发出的那个赞叹说，假如耶和华上帝没有站在我们一边，我们如何摆脱敌人种种的攻击，如何摆脱各样的困难。
If the Lord had not been on our side, how could we get rid of all our enemies' assaults, and how could we escape from all the tribulations?
所以假如耶和华上主没有站在我们一边，那今天对我们的提醒是什么？假如我们不站在耶和华上帝的一边，我们的帮助从哪里来？
If we had not been on the Lord's side, where did our help come from?
所以最后第八节经文达到了以色列民朝拜的高潮，也就是全体会众齐声发出的回应。
At last, verse 8 culminates the Israelites' worship. The whole
诗篇第24篇八节，仰赖帮助的唯一救主。
Psalm 124, verse 8.
我们得帮助是在乎依靠造天地的耶和华的名。
Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
前面我们提到，有人评价说，这群良善的民众并没有因为战争和人类的邪恶、残暴和受奴役而埋怨上帝。
As we mentioned before, some people comment that the reason why these kind people did not complain to God
因为他们是一群相信上帝的人。
because of the sufferings that they are a group of people who trust in the Lord.
是一群凭着信心的目光，
With their faithful eyes.
仰望那位造天地的耶和华上帝的人。
Look up to the Creator.
那同样，今天我们蒙上帝的恩典，被他拣选，成为上帝的儿女。
Equally, today we are set apart by God as His children by His grace.
请问，我们今天信徒信仰的天敌是谁？是谁？
What is our natural enemy?
其实呢，就是我们内心深处那软弱的信心。
It's our weak faith deep inside.
我们今天信仰群体，我们今天信徒的天敌，其实就是我们自己。
Ourselves.
我们要坚信那位创造者，上帝允许我们遭遇各样的难处。
We should believe that the Creator allows us to encounter different kinds of hardships.
遭遇各样的磨难，甚至是创伤，甚至是攻击。
Harms and thoughts.
使我们经历破碎的生命。
Which make us experience brokenness.
但是我们坚信，他必定是那位重新的创造者。
At the same time, he's also capable of rebuilding and renewal.
历世历代以来，我们看圣经就能够看到，特别是从以色列民他们的经历中，上帝一次又一次的重新的创造、更新，使这个世界的万物，使我们在受这个世界辖制的罪和过犯中而破碎的灵魂重新的复苏。
As we can tell from the Israelites' experience, by the Lord, all things, including our crushed souls that are subject to the sin and transgression of the world, are revived and even
乃至最终彰显出主耶稣基督的荣光形象。
and even manifest the image of Jesus Christ.
有一部2005年上映的好莱坞的大片《大偷袭》，看过没有？
Hollywood,
我没有看过。
a Hollywood blockbuster released in 2005, The Great Read. Does anyone of you see this
讲
movie?
述的是第二次世界大战末期，就是1945年的1月份，毕业于斯坦福的美国突击兵上尉普林斯与毕业于西点军校的突击兵中校 Henry 摩西，他们所在的部队接受了一项命令。
It tells a story happened near the end of World War II in January 1945 with two main characters, Lieutenant Colonel Henry Mucci, who graduated from Stanford University, and Captain Prince, who graduated from West Point Military Academy.
这项任务就是
The
在麦克阿瑟将军率25万美军重新返回到菲律宾，就是当时被日本军占领的菲律宾战场，大举进攻的前夕，趁着日军全面执行杀灭战俘之前，秘密地营救某战俘营里边的500名美军的这个任务。
Ranger Battalion, which they belonged to, received a command for a boat rescue mission before General MacArthur committed a massive attack to the Japanese armies in Philistine. They need to secretly rescue the 500 American soldiers who were being held
因为当时美
captive
军的
in
军部已经做出决定，杀灭所有的战俘，包括美军的和菲律宾的几万战俘，毫不留痕迹。所以当时任务危险、时间短暂、敌情不明，而且行动必须是高度的隐秘。
These soldiers were being held captive in a prisoner of war camp and would soon be killed according to a kill them all kill them all order issued by the Japanese general staff. The task is difficult and dangerous. Time is limited. The situation of the enemy is unknown.
那这是突击队的两个领导，就是中校和上尉，他们共同的默契是什么呢？他们说有些事是要靠信念，是无条件相信。
The two men had reached an agreement that something needs to be done by faith and unconditional trust.
出发之前，中校 Henry Moshi 做动员时特别强调说，他说我们这支队伍中不要无神论者，也不要假信徒。
Before they set out, Lieutenant Colonel Henry Moshi especially emphasized that there should be no atheist and false believer in my team.
他说大家唯有相信那万能的上帝。所以出发之前他请牧师来祈祷大家，所以说跪在地上靠我们的膝盖去求那位上帝。
Only the Almighty God can be trusted, so he invited the pastor to pray for them before they set out.
最终他们艰苦卓绝，以少胜多，完成了营救的任务。
In the end, the Rangers staged a classic raid that truly defeated the many with the few.
所以愿上帝赐平安给地上所有信靠仰赖他得拯救的人。
May God grant peace to all who trust in Him for salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.